Good morning and welcome to a Veterans Podcast, the podcast where we share stories, challenges, and triumphs of those who served in the Armed Forces of the United States. So whether you're a veteran or a family member or someone who just wants to understand more about military life and transition beyond it, this is the space for honest conversations and connections. I'm Quentin Hatfield, Executive Director of Wisconsin Veterans Network, your host, and I'm glad you're here. Today we're talking with Joseph Zablocki, a United States Marine Corps veteran, and we'll explore his journey from his enlistment to his deployments, to his training, to daily life in uniform, and his transition to finding a new career or going back to school, adjusting to civilian life. Those experiences highlight both the struggles and the resilience that define so many veteran stories. Good morning, Joseph, and welcome to the Veterans Podcast.
Morning, Q.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to join the Marine Corps?
Yeah. So out of high school, I knew that I wasn't going too far in the current path that I was heading, so I needed some discipline in my life and some more scheduling, and I decided that I was going to join the military. Originally, I was speaking to an Army recruiter, but he didn't go at the pace that I needed, I guess, and luckily enough, there was a Marine Corps recruiter at the same recruiting station who showed a little bit more interest. It got me depped in within that same month, and that definitely was a surprise for the Army recruiter when he gave me a call a few months later and asked me if I was ready to dep in, and I was like, well, the Marines already got me, so he wasn't expecting that, but it ended up being the best decision for me, I think.
So not surprising, Army recruiter. You know, I was Army too, so we weren't the sharpest knife in the drawer. So what was one of your most memorable experiences while serving in the military?
The camaraderie. I think there's really nothing second. The camaraderie. There's really nothing second to that. It really becomes a band of brothers. I still talk to the people that I served with at least once a week, a few times more actually. But the Marine Corps really puts you in a situation. We call it the suck, and you learn to love the suck. You love the people that you're with, and it really brings you together so that you're all struggling, and you see that person next to you as your brother and sister, and there's really no experience that that'll put you in a situation like that. So I think my deployment to Qatar was fun. I got to go with my best friend in the military. We both picked up corporal at the same time, and then we both went on that deployment. We were roommates, and we made the best of that experience.
So what was your MOS? And for those of you listening who may not know what an MOS is, that's a military occupational specialty. What training did you get beyond basic training, Joseph?
So I was a 6223. That's a J-52 jet engine mechanic. The J-52 is the engine that they put in the Prowler. The Prowler was a Navy and Marine Corps aircraft. What it was is a flying EMP. They would send in the Prowler in front of all the attack aircraft or below the refuelers, so that they can jam all signals. You know, sometimes for the IEDs, they would use cell signal or something like electronic signal. So they would block that before, and they would help the ground troops. I went to A school in Pensacola, Florida. Every Thursday, we got to see the Blue Angels training there. And after a while, you kind of get sick of that because they fly real low, and you just have to stand there in formation while your ears are getting blown out, not service-connected. And then after that, I went to C school in Whidbey Island, and the C school is where I got my technical training. They had us break down a J-52 completely, and then we built it back up, and I got the experience of working with a few Navy machinists who were, I think both of them were 12 years, 15 years in, so it helped out a lot. I liked how the Marine Corps utilized the Navy and made the made the experience a lot easier for us new Marines working with the experienced Navy guys.
So you mentioned that you were deployed to Qatar. How many months were you in Qatar? Were you serving in that mechanics, aircraft mechanic role in Qatar? And what were your experiences there?
I was there for 6 months. My certain role was to be the oil tester. I would take the oil from the engines, and I would go run it through a spectrometer, and that would give me a reading on if there was certain metals in the engines. There was a special one for the J-52. It was a filter-based. It was made by some brilliant engineer who made it completely out of his own mind, which is pretty crazy, but... you take the little specks and you put it on this gold filter and run it through a coffee filter, and it would come up with all these numbers that'll show you exactly what metals are in there and at what percentages. And they would give us an idea of if the bearings were running a little bit too hot and shaved a little bit, if there was other deficiencies in the motor. We had a certain code that you would call when you had to drop a motor. It was a T code. And when I got there and got everything set up, I dropped two engines because the numbers came back bad. So they called me the T code fairy. But I did do some engine work there too. A lot of what we did was supportive of Afghanistan. We were working hand in hand with the Air Force. We would send our prowler up, it would get refueled, and then it would go into Afghanistan. Qatar is, I think it was like a 3-hour flight from Afghanistan, maybe a little bit shorter than that. But we would go on sorties where they would send the prowler in first, and then they'd send in a couple helos a few times. We didn't get too much information on the sorties, but all the cool ones we did, and then there was one specific mission. They actually hooked up, I think it was a HIMAR to it, which is a missile, which that's not very common for our aircraft. Our aircraft did the EMP thing and then took pictures as well.
So when you then rotated back to the States, how long in total did you serve in the Marine Corps?
In total, I was in for 5 years, from 2010 to 2015. I rotated back in August or September of 2014, so I had about another year left on my contract after the deployment.
So a lot of us, including myself, faced a lot of issues when we were then transitioning out of the military, and that can be a tough transition. So what challenges, if any, did you face, and how did you overcome them?
Biggest challenge I had is, what am I going to do next? There was a lot of sleepless nights wondering if I was going to be able to find decent employment, housing. Luckily, I had a family that still stayed in the area, and my mother was willing to take me back, let me live at her house for about a year. But the biggest issue I had was the employment. So for that last year that I was in the military, I tried to get as many certifications as I could. I got a forklift certification, a fire marshal certification, OSHA certified, just doing as much as I could to broaden my spectrum of possible opportunities.
So while you were doing that in that first year, what resources or support systems other than your family made the biggest difference for you?
I'd say there really wasn't at that time. It was more me putting in the work. I reached out to a job recruiter and sent him my resume and everything, and he stuck me in the first job that I found. And me being the military man that I am, the loyalty, I stuck with that job for 5 years. But looking back on it now, I realize I probably could have broadened my horizons and reached out a little bit further. At that time, there was a TAPS class, who they kind of helped us learn the basics resume building and all that, but there really wasn't any job support or disability support, VA disability support. It was kind of, you did your service and good luck.
Just like me. So if you're talking about other service members who are looking at that same transition today, what advice would you give those people who are getting ready to become veterans as they start walking down that path?
I'd say do your research. Being in this occupation I am now, being Onward Ops, I realize that there's a lot of resources out there that can help you touch all your bases before you, about 6 months before you even leave the service. There's a lot more resources than when I was getting out. So you just got to do your research. Google is a wonderful, wonderful helper. The TAPS class, from what I hear, it's given a lot more information. I think they condensed it a little bit, so it might be hard to take in all that information. So definitely write down notes and reach out to others that recently separated. That was one thing I tried to do. I got a few good tips from other Marines that not necessarily were in my unit, but were in the same area. And they all stuck the Marine path. They kind of worked as bartenders. that wasn't my goal. So I did take what information they had and used it to the best of my ability. But I'd say reach out to your support systems.
So you mentioned briefly the Onward Ops program, and for those of you listening, Joseph runs that program for us here at Wisconsin Veterans Network, a transitioning service member program. So just give us a 30,000-foot overview of what Onward Ops is.
Yeah. So Onward Ops is a suicide prevention program and a transition support program. Like I was saying, I didn't have that support, and that's exactly what this program is really really doing for the transitioning veterans. They give you a Google dashboard, and it gives you all access to all the Google Sheets, the PowerPoint, and all of that, as well as kind of like a linear path of the steps you need to take before you leave the service. It'll help you get your VA healthcare set up as soon as you step foot out the gates. It'll help you start the before discharge disability claim process. It also has a resume builder, skill bridge, which is pretty big right now. There's starting to get work through an occupation board, so jobs that want to be working with veterans, they can put their information there, and it should be somewhat of a seamless transition. It really does a wraparound service that gives a transitioning service member those resources that they need to visually see, and it gives you links to all of them so you can get started on them 6 months before you get out. It's a great, great service. I'm happy to be a part of it.
And we're happy that you are. So as wrapping it up this morning, looking back on it, what does that military service mean to you today?
It's made me the person who I am. I know without a doubt I wouldn't have the discipline, the tenacity, perseverance, and the pride I have. There's a pride about being a Marine, as most people have met a Marine, and it's one of the things they tell you, like the CrossFitters, make sure you know what they did. It gives you a whole new personality. Some parts of that could be pros and some parts could be cons, but you got to make the best of what you can. And I think it was the greatest thing that I probably did.
Awesome. Well, friends, thank you for Joseph for sharing your story with us today. And to those of you listening, conversations like this remind us of the strength, the resilience, and the humanity behind the men and women wearing our uniform, our military service uniforms. To our listeners, if you're a veteran or someone supporting a veteran, we hope you found something meaningful for you today.